This is the Sakar Merli of the 30th of August, 2025. Essence, sweet children, instill this knowledge into your intellects and hold classes among yourselves. Benefit yourselves and others and continue to earn a true income. Question. What arrogance should you children never have? Answer. Some children become arrogant and say, "What can these little Kumaris teach us?" When their senior sister has to go away somewhere, some sulk and stop coming to class. This is an obstacle from Maya. Baba says, children, don't look at the name and form of the teacher who is reading the Merli. Listen to the Merli in remembrance of the Father. Don't become arrogant. Om Shanti. The Father sits here and explains to you children. Now, when you speak of the Father, it cannot be a physical father of so many children. This is the spiritual father. He has many children, and the tape recorder, Merli, and all the facilities are for the children. You children know that you are now sitting at the confluence age in order to become the most elevated human beings. This is also a matter of great happiness. Only the Father can make you elevated. This Lakshmi and Narayan were elevated human beings. It is only in this world that there are elevated, mediocre, and degraded human beings. In the beginning they are elevated. In the middle they are mediocre. And at the end they are degraded. Everything is at first new and elevated, then mediocre, and then degraded, that is, old. It is the same with the world. Therefore, you have to explain to people whatever aspects they have doubts about. Generally, many ask you why you keep Brahma's picture. Therefore, you should take up the picture of the tree. Tell them, look, he is now doing tapasya beneath it, and then at the end of his final birth, he is standing at the top. The Father says, I enter him. Someone who is very clever is needed to explain these things. When even one person is senseless and does not know how to explain well, that one person defames the name of all the Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Although you will pass completely at the end, no one can become 16 celestial degrees full now. All are definitely number-wise in explaining. Those who don't love the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, definitely have non-loving intellects. You can tell them about this. Those who have loving intellects are victorious, whereas those whose intellects have no love are led to destruction. Some people become upset about this and then make false allegations. They don't take long to start a fight, but what can one do in those circumstances? Sometimes they don't hesitate to set fire to the pictures. Baba advises you to have the pictures insured. The Father knows the children's stage. Baba also continues to explain every day about the criminal eye. Some write to Baba, Baba, the things you explained about the criminal eye are absolutely right. This world is Tamopratan. Day by day it is becoming more and more Tamopratam. They think that the Iron Age is still in its infancy. They are fast asleep in the sleep of ignorance. Sometimes even they say, this is the time of the Mahabharat war, and so God must definitely be here in some form. However, they don't show his form. He surely has to enter someone. The lucky chariot has been remembered. Each soul has his own chariot that he enters when he comes. This one is called the lucky chariot. However, Baba doesn't take birth. He comes and sits next to this one and gives you this knowledge. Everything is explained very clearly to you. There is also the picture of the Trimurti. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are called the Trimurti. They must definitely have done something before going away. This is why roads and buildings are named Trimurti after them. Similarly, there is a road called Subhash Road. Everyone knows the history of Subhash. Subhash Chandra Bose, freedom fighter for the independence of India. Their histories are written after they have been and gone. Then statues are made of them, and they are made out to be great people. They sit and write such great things. Similarly, Guru Nanak's scripture has been made very large. He didn't even write so much. Instead of writing this knowledge, they have written things about devotion. These pictures, etc., are created in order to explain to others. You know that everything you see with your physical eyes is going to be burnt. However, souls cannot stay here. They will definitely go back home. Such things don't remain in the intellect of everyone. If they have imbibed them, why don't they give classes? There isn't anyone who is prepared to give a class, even after 7 to 8 years. Many places run like that, without a teacher. Nevertheless, it is understood that the status of the mothers is higher. There are many pictures. They imbibe a murli and explain a little about it. Anyone can do this. It is very easy. But Baba can't understand why they still ask for a teacher. When their teacher has to go somewhere, they start sulking and stop going to class. Then there is a conflict among them. Anyone can give a class, and yet sometimes they say they don't have the time. You have to benefit yourselves and others. This is a huge income. You have to inspire human beings to earn a true income, so that their lives can become as valuable as diamonds. All of you will go to heaven. There is constant happiness there. It isn't that the lifespans of the subjects are shorter. No, even the subjects have long lifespans. That is a land of immortality. However, the status is higher or lower. Therefore, you can give a class on any topic. Why do you say that you need to have a good teacher? You can hold classes amongst yourselves. You mustn't keep asking for someone to come. Some become arrogant and say, what can these little Kumaris teach us? There are many obstacles of Maya that come. It doesn't sit in their intellect. Baba explains to you every day. Shiv Baba does not explain on a particular topic. He is the ocean. there continue to be waves of different topics. Sometimes he explains for the children here, and sometimes he gives an explanation for those outside. Everyone receives a Merle. If you don't understand the words, then you should learn them. You have to make effort for your own progress. You have to benefit yourselves and others as well. Even though this father, Brahma Baba, can relate this knowledge to you children, your intellects must remain in yoga with Shiv Baba. This is why he says, always consider to be Shiv Baba who is speaking this. Constantly remember Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba has come from the supreme abode and is speaking the Merle. This Brahma does not come from the supreme abode to speak the Merle. Constantly think that Shiv Baba has entered his body and is speaking the Merle to you. Keep this in your intellects. When you keep this in your intellects accurately, that too is the pilgrimage of remembrance. However, while sitting here, the intellects yoga of many of you wanders here and there. Here you can stay on the pilgrimage very well. Otherwise, you remember your village, home and family. It remains in your intellects that Shiv Baba is sitting in this one and is teaching us. We were listening to the Merle while in remembrance of Shiv Baba. Then where did our intellects yoga go? The intellects yoga of many of you is distracted in this way. Here you can stay on the pilgrimage very well. You understand that Shiv Baba has come from the supreme abode. You don't think this when you are living in your village. Some believe that they do listen to Shiv Baba's Merle with their ears. In that case, they would not remember the name and form of the person reading the Merle. All of this knowledge is a matter for the inner self. Internally, remain aware that you are listening to Shiv Baba's Merle. Do not think that such and such a sister is reading it to you. You are listening to Shiv Baba's Merle. These are also ways to stay in remembrance. It is not that you are listening to the Merle all the time. You are in remembrance. No. Baba says the intellect of many wander outside. They remember their farms and fields, etc. The intellect's yoga should not wander outside. There is no difficulty in remembering Shiv Baba, but Maya doesn't allow you to stay in remembrance. You are unable to remember Shiv Baba all the time because other thoughts come in between. You are all number-wise according to the efforts you make. These aspects will quickly sit in the intellects of those who are close. Not everyone can enter the Rosary of Eight. You have to examine yourselves to see that you have this knowledge, yoga, and divine virtues. There aren't any weaknesses in myself, are there? I do not perform any sinful actions due to the influence of Maya, do I? Some become very greedy. There is also the evil spirit of greed. Maya enters them, and they keep saying that they are hungry, and this stomach constantly wants something. Some are tempted by food so much. There has to be discipline in eating. There are many children now, and there will be even more children. There will be so many Brahmins. I tell you, children, to become Brahmins. Mothers are kept at the front. It is said, victory to the Shiv Shakti mothers of Bharat. The father says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the father. Continue to spin the discus of self-realization. You Brahmins are spinners of the discus of self-realization. Anyone new will not be able to understand these aspects. You are the most elevated mouth-born creation of Brahma, the decoration of the Brahmin clan, spinners of the discus of self-realization. Anyone new who hears this would say that the discus of self-realization belongs to Vishnu, and that this one is saying that all of you are this. He would not believe these things. This is why new ones are not allowed to come into this gathering. They would not be able to understand. Some would then become upset and say, are we senseless that we are not allowed to come here? This is because anyone can go into other gatherings. There they only relate the things of the scriptures. Everyone has a right to listen to those. Here, you have to be cautious. When this knowledge of God doesn't sit in their intellects, they become upset. You also have to be very careful with the pictures. You have to establish your divine kingdom in this devilish kingdom. Just as Christ came to establish his religion, so the Father has come to establish a divine kingdom. There is no question of violence in this. Neither do you commit violence with the sword of lust, nor do you commit any physical violence. It is said that God washes the dirty clothes. Human beings are in complete darkness. The Father comes and changes that total darkness and brings light. In spite of saying Baba, some still turn their faces away from Baba. They stop studying. God is teaching you to make you into the masters of the world. Anyone who stops studying such a study is called a great fool. You receive such great treasures. You should never leave such a father. There is the song, whether you love me or you reject me, I will never leave your door. The Father has come to give you your unlimited kingdom. There is no question of leaving him. Yes, you do have to imbibe divine virtues. Mothers send Baba reports which say that they are being harassed. People nowadays are very bad. You have to be very cautious. Brothers have to take care of the sisters. Under all circumstances, I, this soul, definitely have to claim my inheritance from the Father. If you leave the Father, your inheritance is finished. A faithful intellect is victorious, and a doubtful intellect is led to destruction. In that case, the status is very much reduced. Only the one Father, the ocean of knowledge, can give this knowledge. Everything else is devotion. No matter how much someone considers himself to be a knowledgeable soul, the Father says, all of them only have the knowledge of the scriptures and devotion. Human beings don't know what this true knowledge is. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. Pay attention while listening to the Merli that your intellect's yoga does not wander anywhere else. Remain constantly aware that you are listening to Shiv Baba's elevated versions. This too is the pilgrimage of remembrance. 2. Examine yourself to see that you have this knowledge, yoga, and divine virtues within you. I don't have the evil spirit of greed, do I? Do I perform any sinful acts due to the influence of Maya? Blessing. May you be constantly unshakable and immovable, and finish all your upheaval by having the awareness of being an instrument. When you are aware of being an instrument, you can easily finish all of the main types of I and mine. This awareness liberates you from all types of upheaval and enables you to experience your unshakable and immovable stage. You don't even have to work hard to do service, because the intellects of those who become instruments are constantly aware that whatever they do, others who see them will do the same. To be an instrument for service means to go onto a stage. Everyone's vision is automatically drawn to the stage. This awareness becomes a means for your safety. Slogan: become free from all situations, and you will experience the support of God the Father. Aviat signals: in order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. At present, wandering souls need peace and spiritual love. Everywhere it is love and peace that are missing. This is why, in whatever programs you do, first of all, praise the love in the relationship of the Father. Then, after forging a relationship of souls with the Father with that love, give them the experience of peace. Let there be a balance of being an embodiment of love and an embodiment of peace. Om Shanti.